What does God have in store for you? For many people, that question is alternately a source of mystery, frustration, confusion, and hope. Does God have a fine-tuned plan for each of us, or is God's call more general, with the details left up to us? Whatever the answer to that question, there is work that God calls all of us to do, and it's laid out for us in the Bible. God makes it clear again and again that we're to love others, care for the poor, and live lives in such a way that we point to the power of the gospel. When we contemplate what God's calling is for our lives, those universal commands are a best place to start. On today's show, we'll be talking with a man living in the middle of beautiful, far northern Wisconsin. Because of health issues, he's had to leave what he's always known, and right now he's following a new call by God to reach out to disciple to men. Come along with us as we head into God's great outdoors in the wilds of Wisconsin and head down the trail to adventure and talk about God's calling on our lives. And now here's your host, Dean Hulse.
Thanks, Adam, for the introduction, and welcome back to God's Great Outdoors, the Trail to Adventure. We're at my home studio today, and having had a few days of just spending with some great guys, and I want to share with the audience a new friend of mine from this winter. We met at a game feed. We've had a great time, and want to spend a little bit of time on where God's leading with him, because there's so many of us that are dealing with the exact same things that Don is dealing with. I'm excited for what he's heading into, and others that are going to hear it say, yeah, it's time for me. So Don Bloom, great to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Don and I met in Ogama, Wisconsin, and yep. Even the people in Wisconsin won't know, a lot of them won't know where Ogama, Wisconsin is.
Right? Most people drive by Ogama, and it's a sign on Highway 13, which is a main corridor going up through the middle of the state.
So you're from Chile, another place that you have to know where you're going to get there.
I was born and raised in Marshfield, which is about 12 miles from Chile.
Well, you know, we mentioned that we met at a wild game feed, and we'll get a little bit more into that later on in Ogama and how that happened, because it was certainly God orchestrated. It was between God orchestrated and our wife orchestrated,
right?
Or God working through our wives. Maybe you can tell the story a little bit about how you came to Christ, because it hadn't been too many years for you, and I didn't know this before just a little while ago as we're meeting with the other guys that were here, and just share on that.
Yeah, you know, I started my own business. For 20 some years, I welded and fabricated, and I worked in different factories and plants. But it was always my passion was food. I started barbecuing. So I started my own barbecue business. I did catering, festivals, events. And through marketing, I was in a group called BNI. It was a networking group. So every Tuesday, we met and did a spiel about our business. And one of the other business owners that was in the group, he was in the church in Nielsville, and they were having a game feed. Well, being a barbecuer, I had a mobile charcoal grill, a 60 by 59. It was beautiful for doing big events and stuff. He said, hey, would you come and help us grill this wild game? And I'm like, okay. I thought, well, it's a good business thing. Get my business out there. He said, bring your son along. It's a father-son game feed. Bring your son along. And, you know, we'd like you to help. And okay. We got there, and it was an all-day thing. And we hung with these guys all day long and had good fellowship. And then afterwards, we went in for the meal, and we had dinner, and then we heard the message. And it really resonated with me, but it didn't happen right away. This was in March that we went to this game feed, and we were with these guys. In December, I woke up one Sunday morning, and I said to my wife, I said, God's telling me we need to go to church. Mm. And she goes, well, where do you want to go? I said, well, you know, them guys were pretty cool that I hung with, yeah, that Hunter and I hung with. I said, let's try that. And we went, and that's where we started attending every Sunday. And then the guy that was in my business group, he says, well, you're going to come to the men's group. And every Monday we met for a men's group. And that's where I got saved.
Really?
Was actually through the men's group.
God put you there on that Sunday morning. Right. And if those guys hadn't come around you, and that one guy hadn't said, start coming to men's group,
yeah,
we fall through the cracks too often. And they did what God called them to do.
Absolutely. You know, when when I started going to the men's group, I said, "Nah, I really, you know, I'm not into that." And he goes, "No, you're coming." He didn't give me an option. He said, "I didn't ask you to come to men's group. I'm telling you, you're coming." And if I wouldn't have had that push or right. that shove, I wouldn't be where yeah. I am right now.
And that's all what we've been talking about the last couple of days is that's discipleship. That's building disciples.
Yes.
And coming to, you know, you didn't even know Christ at that time.
I didn't. Not yeah. even what he had done for me. And I was raised Lutheran all my life, but I didn't understand.
Right,
I didn't dig into it. And I didn't understand. You know, I knew Christ died on a cross.
Yeah.
For me,
yeah.
that's what they told me.
Yeah.
But I didn't understand what that all entailed.
But there was no relationship of any kind.
Absolutely, there was no personal relationship to that.
Well, we're gonna take a break there because that's a good break spot. Because when we come back, we're gonna talk about what God has done recently. And how he's working to, how he's made your circumstances different and then called you out from where you've been to where he wants you. So we're going to take a break. Adam's going to come on, and again, he's going to share how you can help this ministry grow and share with you who's actually been investing in God's work and God's kingdom through God's Great Outdoors. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back, and we'll share more with Don.
For the last 26 years, God's Great Outdoors Trail to Adventure has been broadcast out to win men and women, boys and girls for Jesus Christ. This is only possible by the generosity of our listeners. Thank you to all who have supported us in the past. God has blessed us because of you. We pray for you to feel his blessings as well. Additional underwriting support has been provided by Matthews Archery, the leader in the archery industry. Mission Archery, with revolutionary crossbow technology. Three Rivers Archery, supplying everything you need to make your own traditional archery equipment. Hunter Safety Systems, saving lives is what we do. And Conviction Game Calls. At Conviction, we do not separate work from our faith. We believe that our faith should be evident in every aspect of our lives, and the outdoors is one of the best places to share that. God's Great Outdoors has produced many ministry tools, including tracts, DVDs, and books to help you reach others for Jesus Christ. You can access these items, other God's Great Outdoors items, and so much more at our website, ggoutdoors.org. That's ggoutdoors.org.
Welcome back to God's Great Outdoors, a Trail to Adventure, and we are visiting with Don Bloom, and I just heard you say a minute ago that your mother calls you Donald.
Yes.
We won't call you Donald. But
she's the only one that does.
We've had a great time, and as I've shared, we've been together for a couple days just caring for men, and it's been a great time, and that's one of the things that you and I have a desire to do.
Mm-hmm.
So you shared with us how your life changed, and you came to Christ, and we met in Ogama, as I said, at a wild game feed, and you started sharing your heart with me. And why don't you share your heart on what you feel you felt God calling you to and through, and why you're in the position you are physically and such. So
just to give you a little background, I lost my dad at 6 years old. My mom put great men in my life, good mentors, some Christian, some not so mm-hmm. Christian. But always had good mentors in my life, and I realized how important that was.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, through the seasons of my life, I've had a lot of physical ailments. I've had both my knees replaced. I've had one hip replaced. Fusion in my foot that's not healing. So my mobility has gone down through these seasons, and God's just put it on my heart that he can still use me, even though I can't physically do the things that I could. And I'm a big guy. I was a physical guy. I mean, I was one that, you know, I could lift whatever I wanted, do whatever I wanted. And when you start losing that, you lose some of your will to keep going. And God's just like, I'm not done with you. This isn't what you're meant to, mm-hmm. to be like. And through losing my dad so early, he put it on my heart that men need to lead mm-hmm. their families. And he wants me to go out and get disciples.
Yeah.
And that's what the commission was. That's what we were put on this earth to do. Not just follow him, but to make disciples and go out and lead men and get men to lead their families.
Yeah. So you're coming to a place where you couldn't do the things you've done all your life. And I understand that. And as you and I have talked, that there's a pride issue, especially in men. And I don't want to say on the physical end of it, of doing what we, when we can't do what we've been, feel like we're supposed to do as men. And all of a sudden we can't do it. And we start to struggle of our value and our worth sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I think God took that and spoke to you one day, basically. I mean, I don't know, probably not audible, but just showed you where his heart, where he wanted your heart to be.
Right. You know, through the Holy Spirit, he just puts messages that things you can do. It's not what you can't do. I mean, he's used sinners to lead people to Christ. I mean, the Apostle Paul was the biggest sinner there was.
Yeah.
And he was the greatest disciple that was there. And he wasn't even a disciple when Jesus was. He wasn't the original 12.
He was killing followers.
Yes. Yeah. And so when you think that you're not worth the time of day, God can use you wherever you are, whatever you're doing, however it is. He's going to use it for his glory.
Right. This weekend is the draft, the NFL draft. And I've actually spoke and written about the last draft pick. And it's very rarely ever anybody that's ever used. It's Mr. Inconsequential, I think it's called. And but God has, we're drafted by God to do a job. And God uses us in amazing ways, and he's calling you out. But you and your mom, having lost your dad at 5 years old, this is an amazing story to me, that your mom took you and your grandpa, and explain what happened.
Well, you know, after my dad passed away, well, before my dad passed away, the year before he passed away, he wanted this property on the lake where we're at. And so my mom said, well, we got the money to buy that. We don't have any money to build buildings or anything like that. We put a pop-up camper on it. And the year after they bought it, he passed away. And she kept it. And that was in 77 when he passed away. And in 82, she built the cabin. Because it was after this, there was a tremendous storm that went through up there that just flatlined winds. It leveled everything. And she's like, okay, we can't keep putting the pop-up up, just the two of us, so it wasn't working. And she decided that it was either buy a travel trailer, which was the same price as putting a wood basement in to the side of a hill. And she's like, well, this is kind of a no-brainer. After that storm, we need security, and so we put the cabin up. And she kept the cabin, and all those summers after that, all we did was work on the cabin.
Yeah.
Because she could afford to build the structure, but do nothing with the outside. We did it as we could. And that's all we did was work. But she was pretty good about it. You know, we worked a lot. My grandfather got into going up and doing the cabin. Well, he was a farmer all his life. He worked from sun up to sundown. And she just put it in that, you know, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you're done. Go do your thing. You know, whether it was swimming, fishing, you know, running around the woods with my cousins or whatever it was, we were allowed to do our thing. And it was a way of grounding me that, you know, kept me on the straight and narrow.
Yeah. I want to meet your mom. You know, she was, and we're both here in tears off and on as we're talking here. I just handed Don a napkin to wipe tears, and now I need another one. But anyhow, your mom was a mom and dad, both, and she had to be. But, you know, a lot of moms wouldn't put the effort in, just what you've shared with me in the last day or so.
She's seen the need for both.
Yeah.
And, you know, and to fulfill that need, she did whatever it took. Like I said, I had one gentleman in my life, took me hunting and fishing, and I was good friends with his son. We were neighbors. Mm-hmm. So no matter where they went, they took me along.
What an investment.
Oh, it was unbelievable. And whether it was just going to Fleet Farm, go tell your mom we're going, jump in the truck and we go, you know, hunting. I mean, we'd spend weekends out in the woods. We pulled a camper out in the woods and we'd spend the whole weekend hunting. Never shot a deer. Yeah. I didn't. I'd see deer. I flung more arrows than you can shake a stick at. There's aluminum all over central Wisconsin where we used to go. And my mom would just keep giving me money, going buying the arrows, whatever it took. But yeah, she made sure that there was good men in my life.
Yeah, that's what an investment. And from her and for the men that were there.
Yeah. Because
in today's world, we're too busy to do that, it seems like. And what a great... You owe a lot, and I know you know this because just watching you and listening to you, but you owe a lot to those men that could have just said, he's not my responsibility.
Oh. Yeah, it was unbelievable, you know, and I didn't realize it at the time, but after I grew up and when I lost that gentleman, it was like my own dad died yeah. again. And I realized he didn't have to do that.
Right.
I mean, to take another kid, it's hard enough, or it's a big enough responsibility to share that with your own son. And a great sacrifice on the son's part that he was willing to share his dad with me. It was just unbelievable.
There's a great organization, and I challenge anybody that has a desire to do this sort of thing called Fathers in the Field. I don't know if you're familiar with it.
I'm not.
It's a great organization that men of churches will take it's boys that don't have a father, whether it's through single parent families because of death or broken relationships or no relationship, and they become a mentored father doing the things that fathers do. And the main reason is to show that these young men, these boys and young men, that they have a father, they have a heavenly father that no earthly father will ever live up to. But in some ways, as hard as yours was, you learned through that and you lived through it and became stronger because of it.
You know, I have always grown up, what if? You know, what if my dad would... I would have loved to have a lot of the firsts
right.
that you have with right. your dad. First deer,
yeah.
first fish, you know, that type of thing. I always grew up with the what ifs. But then I look at it and so many more things that it... And I'm not saying that it was better or anything, but it was there, and I learned from these gentlemen different things,
yeah, right.
you know, that I wouldn't have got if it would have been my own dad.
Right.
I think I sometimes growing up, I'd see friends with their dads and stuff and not appreciating, you know, what right. they had.
Yeah.
And just thinking, man, what if, you know?
Yeah. Well, with that, I'd like you to share where you feel God calling you to.
You know, growing up and like I said, with the cabin and stuff and my mom and my dad buying that property, I've always been drawn to it all my life. I told my wife the week before we got married, I said, if you don't want to retire at the cabin, we shouldn't get married. Because when I'm 65 or whatever, I'm too old.
A lot earlier than you thought.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I'm too old to get a divorce. So I always tell her, you knew this from the get-go. So... Through circumstances and changing the seasons in my life and we're being able to move to the cabin to northern Wisconsin, and God's just really put tremendous people in my life through different ministries and that and meeting with Bob and Tammy at their ministry and you with your works and putting us together, and doors are just opening up to start a men's ministry and to bring guys together to stand up and make disciples and lead their families.
Well, and I think you and I have been talking, and I mentioned it in the past briefly, but one of the things we want to do is, through God's Great Outdoors and others, we want to do men's, I don't want to call them men's retreats. We want to bring men together and charge them biblically with exactly what God's calling men to be, and that's leaders in their homes, in their churches, in their communities. And I think you and I are going to see that happen. But through God's Great Outdoors, I want listeners to know that if you have something, if you have a location, a place that you'd like to say, I'm in, I want to do what God's calling me to, they can get a hold of us because they can find me on Facebook. They can get us on the website. And you and I will get with them. And we're going to start building men.
You know, since you were talking about that, and we don't want to call it retreats, disciple camps. And I think that's pretty well sums it up. I think that's a good term for it. So yeah, it's going to be exciting.
Yeah. And that takes a closeness. It takes a commitment to be open, to be honest. And I use this analogy, this illustration, and I've done it in front of church, that when the Bible talks about men sharpening men, it talks about really people sharpening people. In my men's ministry focus in my life, I say men sharpening men. But I take a butcher steel and I hold it in one hand and I take a knife in the other, and I can wave that thing around close all we want, but it's doing no good unless it's coming against the other one. And it takes some abrasion sometimes. It takes some painful things for that blade has to be willing to give up some of that steel to be sharp. And that's what God calls us to, and that's what we want to do, and what we want to do them with events or outdoor adventures might be. And we're not sure where it's going exactly. We're talking about some Texas stuff with some family of yours, and you might. You know, that's a thing that we want to work together on. And I'm just really looking forward to do that with you, because God put us together without a doubt.
I'm really looking forward to the journey.
Yeah, me too.
It's exciting. And like I said, with a season where things have been taken away, this is exciting to see what's going forward.
And God is taking those things out of both of our lives. He's made it through my hip issues and my back issues and now cancer, which God's going to help me overcome all those. The doctors will say, you know, you're not going to die from this. So, but with that, I just know that God is preparing us for something greater, and in this life and after.
Absolutely.
Well, it's been great to have you. I really appreciate your heart. I really appreciate it. I look forward to longer. Looking forward to getting together with you and Sue and having some good times together. And what we did this week, we're going to do more, because it's lifted me.
I thank you for having me. It's been enjoyable.
We're going to do some more of it. So stay tuned for some more, because we're going to let people know how these things are going as we go along. And I just want to thank everybody for listening today, because without you listening, there's no sense us being here. I look forward to God, what God's going to do with the listeners here and through our lives and others like us with like hearts. And Adam is going to see us out here, and we will hopefully get together with all of you again next week on God's Great Outdoors on his trail to adventure.
It's time now for today's Ministry Minute. For today's Ministry Minute, we'd like to introduce you to Fathers in the Field from Lander, Wyoming. Fathers in the Field was established with a deep conviction to answer God's call to defend the cause of the fatherless through the provision of godly mentoring fathers. The ill effects of growing up without a father upon the boy, the family, and our society are profound. We are confident that through your faithful commitment to a fatherless boy, that his future will be much brighter. The mentor fathers have the distinct privilege of introducing these boys in need to the Heavenly Father and his Son, Jesus Christ. For a boy who has been abandoned by his earthly father, hearing the healing and encouraging words that he has a Father in heaven who created him, loves him, and will never forsake him is a powerful and grace-filled perspective. To learn more about Fathers in the Field, check out their website at fathersinthefield.com. That's fathersinthefield.com. This has been today's Ministry Minute. On today's show, our guest, Don Bloom, made it clear that even growing up without an earthly father doesn't mean that our heavenly father can't use us. If you've felt like life has been passing you by and all you've known is gone, and if you're wondering if God still has a use for you, don't worry. At whatever place in your life you find yourself, God still has a plan. Moses didn't start his ministry until he was 80. There's always time. God's got you headed down his trail to adventure, and he's not forgotten you. Keep looking for him and his plan. If you've enjoyed today's program and would like to hear the extended podcast version, you can find it by looking for God's Great Outdoors, Trail to Adventure, wherever you find your favorite podcasts. This program is provided by and can be contacted at God's Great Outdoors, 1351 Laurel Lane, West Milton, Ohio, 45383, or on the website ggoutdoors.org. This is Adam Erickson for our host, Dean Hulse. We look forward to having you join us again as we venture into God's great outdoors.